They're my right arm.
So invite.
I am delighted to say the chief executive. I didn't expect that. The chief executive of golf's brand new Legends Tour joins us live in studio. He is Ryan Howsam. And Ryan, while it's good morning to you, you know Mr. Jordan from years gone by, do you?
Yeah, I've known him for a few years. In fact, I'm expecting him to give me a hard time throughout this.
Not at all, mate. We're here, we're listening, we want to hear all about what you're doing, mate.
Ryan, we can give him a hard time, don't worry about that. The Legends Tour, Ryan, it's your brainchild, as I said there. Ian Woosnam was on last week. Really, really looking forward to it, as all the players are. Where'd you get the idea from?
Well, it's really simple, really. You know, we sponsored the tour for a couple of years, and I played alongside these guys, and it really is the best experience in golf, playing like with Woosnam and Montgomery and so on. So it was like a straight line for me. It's pretty obvious that getting people out to play with them would be the best experience in golf.
It is phenomenal. So basically, I or Mr. Jordan or anybody else who says I can play a bit of golf gets the chance to play with the likes of Woosnam, Paul McGinley and others.
Yeah, obviously they've got to have a certain amount of money to be able to do that, but we've got ways that, you know, the general public can get involved as well. But ultimately it's about, you know, getting involved with a sponsor, because my business has customers that are over 50, about 6-7 million of them. So that's like a real starting point, getting the sponsor involved, then getting the fan engaged. I mean, when you go out and watch these guys, they still knock it out there. You know, I mean, I was out with Campbell, Michael Campbell, you know, the other day, and he was knocking it like 290, 300 yards. But also, you know, you get a feel for it in a different way to you do with perhaps a McIlroy or somebody like that.
So it's underway. It's about to get underway. I mean, circumstances, of course, for all sport are different right now. We know that, Ryan. But how is the event going to be screened? How is it going to be viewed?
Well, it'll be on Sky Sports, so that's a start.
Okay, you know, there's I'll be promoting it.
Great. Yeah. There's a
small audience then.
Shut up, yeah. Carry on,
yeah, no,
Ryan.
That was your day, wasn't it? But ultimately, it'll be on Sky Sports. We'll be looking to stream it live off the website as well. But I think the key thing here is getting this audience, this golfing audience, involved in a way that it's not been involved in the senior tour before.
It's a great idea.
Well, it sounds great, but it's actually very, very simple. I mean, if you think about it, really, where is all the money in golf? It's spent with people that are over the age of 50. So all I've done is taken my audience, backed it into this, and then created what I consider to be the greatest experience in golf.
I mean, I've watched this journey, Jim, over the last couple of years of what he's doing. It's as smart as paint. Ryan owns a business called Stayshore, which is the UK's largest travel insurer for over 50s. Very successful business. And obviously he's a major rabid golf fan. So I've watched him conceptualise this idea and see it and think to myself, sport, Ryan, come on, do you want to do this? It costs a lot of money. But looking at the legend side of things, football's got legends, but once people have sort of disappeared off the radar, people sort of lose interest. What do you think commercially? What's the size of this event going to be? Where's the money involved in it?
Well, the money's actually quite big. I mean, you've got the PGA Tour, the Champions Tour in America,
right?
Where there's a load of money put in by the PGA. So obviously, we've got to look at it in a slightly different way. But, you know, getting people to play alongside these guys. I mean, where else can you, in any sport, play with a legend of the past in a way where you're playing your own ball? So what we're doing here is we're creating something called the Order of Merit, where players can play throughout the season. So you imagine this, you're playing alongside these greats for the season and then going to a tour final. So you're basically being a tour pro for the season. I mean, it's off the scale, it's off the clock. Yeah. Who else can do that?
Right.
And I think people are going to pay a lot of money for that. In addition to that, with the Pro-Am, we're getting celebrities involved. And I know, Simon, that I need to get you out there with some of these people.
Thank you.
But I've seen your game, Simon, so it'll be good fun to watch you.
Thank you, mate. Much appreciated.
So basically, and I'm not, this is by no means a criticism, Ryan. If you don't have money, you can't compete.
Well, that's to a degree, but what we're doing is we're putting together a lottery type format, so you'll be able to put a little bit of money in, and there'll be all types of golfing gifts that are on offer, and this will be part of them. So, you know, if you invest like £2, £3, £4 a month, you can get the opportunity to win this.
Oh, I see. So it's not fortunes. You stand to play with a legend for a considerable amount of money.
Well, no, you can't play for that. I mean, you're going to have to pay a considerable amount of money to guarantee to play.
Right.
But we're going to run a lottery alongside this, which means that the general public, the golfing fan, who perhaps hasn't got that, will have the opportunity to win this. And there'll be several of those available. So you can imagine you've got that, and then you've got the celebs and you know, the celebrity pro-am. So imagine playing alongside, like the other day we had Harry Redknapp and Stephen Hendry playing with McGinley and Woosnam. So you know, you imagine playing in a four ball with them, it would be awesome, wouldn't it?
Brilliant. But from the spectator side of things, because that's a part of it, isn't it? The guys that want to pay to play, right, that's great because it opens up a different dynamic. But what do you see from a broadcasting point of view, from people watching it? Because these guys are in their 50s now. What sort of quality... Because when I thought about and listened to what you were saying over the last couple of years, I thought about the legends and the fact that we, you know, we confine them to history. But they were legends and they were great players. And I listened to Woosnam the other day saying, I can actually hit the ball further with the new technology of club than I was hitting it when I was in my pomp. From a spectator kind of thing, putting it on Sky's platform, what kind of experience are people going to see? Is it going to be something that people want to queue to watch because you've got these iconic golfers?
Well, two things. If you take the celebrity pro-am, everybody wants to come out and watch these celebrities under pressure playing. So that's one thing. So I think that's going to be interesting for the fan.
Well, like Happy Gilmore.
You.
Yes.
And then on the other side, you know, getting out with, you know, Woosnam and Montgomery. So, for example, I played with Colin around the Stage Show PGA, and he tinkered around in like a 63. Mm-hmm. Like 9 under par. So if you think these guys can't play, they can seriously play. They're at the top of their game. You know, they're out there practicing now. They're as good as it gets. And these guys can still, to a degree, compete with the young guys. If they're on a shorter course, you know, they can definitely beat these guys.
Yeah. But and are you going to get the best courses?
Of course we're going to get the best courses. So it's about the best courses, you know, quality resorts, but creating that experience for the people that have got the money, where you've got the best resort, you've got, you know, nice wines, you've got a great caddy that can get you around, knows what they're doing. So just imagine the experience going up a gear from where it was. I mean, not that you've seen it before. I mean, it was good before. It's now going to be great. It's going to be completely different to what it was at a higher level.
That Simon touched on that there. That was an incredible thing Woosnam said to us just last week, Ryan, that now, with the new technology and the equipment that's available to the modern-day golfer, he hits it further than he did when he was in his pomp.
Yeah.
I mean, that absolutely amazed me.
Yeah, well, I mean, technology's moving on. I suppose if you look at every sport, you've got the same thing where they're saying, where does it go too far? You know, and, you know, maybe it's gone a little bit too far now where these guys at the,
driving,
you know, the
far,
highest
level,
they're driving it so far, they're just making a mockery of a golf course. They're having to make the golf courses longer. But, you know, these guys are knocking it further than they were. They're absolutely brilliant, and the fan needs to get out and watch them.
I've got to ask you a question, because it's a question that I would ask myself. You know how much I put into money and how much I lost in football.
Yeah.
Sports is an expensive business.
Yeah.
When you look at this, A, how much is this costing you? Because we'd like
I'm
to know, because we're big
Simon.
Nosed. Right? is it something that you will bankroll ad infinitum? Is it driven by commerciality, or is it driven by the love of the sport and wanting to create a new look at things, which is iconic sportsmen still playing sport at a level that people may think they don't, but really do?
Well, you know me, Simon. I'm always looking after the pennies. So, yeah, I mean, I absolutely love golf, and it's brilliant to be involved in a sport that you absolutely love, like you were, Simon.
Yeah.
But ultimately, for me, it's got to make money. And it's very simple. You know, if you think about, you know, where does the money come from? How much are people prepared to pay to play alongside these guys? I think it's going to be quite a lot of money.
What will they pay?
Well, I think they're going to pay £10,000 or £15,000 for that experience. For the people that have, you know, have got that, that's going to be an amazing, you know, 3 or 4 days out playing with two different pros over 3 days. This is in tournament play, so you know, trying to understand what is it like when you're with a sportsman when they're in the heat of battle. You know, where else can you get that? You know, these guys, whilst they're older, you heard it from Woosnam, they are really about competing at the highest level. They want to win.
Yeah.
You know, when I was with Paul McGinley, for example, who, you know, hit a couple of bad shots and he was getting a bit upset and I didn't know where to look, you know, and just that experience of being in with a professional sportsman.
Sure.
Down the stretch is something that you know you can't do. So that, well, you can now. So you've got that, and then you've got sponsors, as you know, Simon. I think my company's got about 6 million people over the age of 50 who are pretty, you know, well off, their travellers. So when it comes to sponsors, it's quite simple, really. Where else can a sponsor go in this country, sponsor a sport, and get the playing opportunities that they're going to get to play with those for some of the spaces that they've got,
sure,
play with the celebrities. So you can imagine all of their, you know, the various employees, partners and so on. But then in addition to that, we're going to give them access to the database in a structured way so that they can get return on investment. So if you think of any sponsor that it wants to target the mature audience, this is completely different. So it's not something the European Tour could have done before. You know, me backing this in is completely different. So when I do that, that's going to create an awful lot of money. So I think that we'll be profitable within 12 to 18 months.
Sure. So and you've got legends queuing up. They want to play.
Absolutely. You know, off the bat, we launched this the other day, and we've got a stream of people desperate to play.
Yeah.
And what we're doing is we're creating 20 opportunities for the year. That's where they can play all the tournaments and go to the tour final. And I think they'll be sold out literally in days. And then on top of that, there's only another 10 spots because you've got 60 pros, sure. 30 amateurs.
And you expect this to be very spectator-driven. Once we can get people back in there, you think fans are going to flock to golf courses.
Absolutely.
And you're going to price that accordingly.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, they can get in there and they can watch it for 10 or 15 quid. Yeah. It's not a lot of money. And, you know, before, when I was, like, in the last two seasons, we've had, like, thousands of people there. Yeah. But there was very little marketing budget with the European Tour at this level. People didn't realise that Woosnam's playing down the corner, and so is Montgomery and so on.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, who doesn't want to watch these guys
exactly.
now?
And exactly.
If you think about it, for people our age, you know, going and watching these greats of the past, the Ryder Cup players,
I'm a
captains,
lot younger than both
major
you.
Players.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You are by a year.
Teasers, before you go, Ryan, teasers, have you got one big legend name that you haven't revealed yet who you're going to try and rope in?
Yeah, well, as you know, we've got some ambassadors. So we've got Woosnam, McGinley, Montgomery, Clark, Laurie, Lehman, who's helping us with the US market, James and Campbell. But we're talking to Bjorn, Faldo, Elazabal and Langer. So, you know, we'll have
proper
12,
nice.
15. Yeah, but it's not just about these guys. It's about the Ryder Cup players below that, and even the players that aren't the major winners, they've won 3, 4, 5 tournaments on any day they can win.
Yeah.
I mean, this really is the best experience in golf.
Sure, sure. Don't allow Mr. Jordan to take part because when he's knee deep in the rough, he somehow manages to find that ball. I've never known how, Ryan, but it happens every time. Ryan, we wish you well with it.
Cheers.
It's great. It's going to be on Sky Sports. I look forward to it. If I'm promoting it, I'll give it plenty live on air. The Legends Tour. Ryan Howson, thanks so much.
Thank you.